This car is not from the motor pool.
No, it's not.
Sexy though, isn't it?
So where's the office back at Division?
In the office, baby.
Finally still on his feet, stumbling forward to the 30, to the 40, to midfield, 45, 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, oh my goodness, what a run!
Better than most. How about him? That was better than most. Better than most!
What's going on, sports family, and welcome to another edition of Roll Call presented by The Unit. I am your host, Viper. We have the gentleman in the building tonight ready to go to work. Hollywood, what's going on, baby?
Say, how y'all do me, man? Y'all know I had some technical difficulties at the beginning, but I got it together. We ready to roll, man. Let's go. We even got a little Wimbledon to talk about. And for the first time, might not be no golf on here. But I'm
hey,
good.
I like it. I like it. I like it when Hollywood messes up because then he's quiet and it's cool. We can move on. Sandman, Salina, Kansas. What you got for me, sir?
Man, just chilling, man. That's it. You know, my daughter finished up with that last softball game. You know what I'm saying? It's over. We got drummed, but it's over.
Hey, oh, y'all didn't get the traveling trophy?
What'd she say?
Y'all didn't get the traveling trophy?
No, man. No, we didn't get no trophy, man. They handed them cookies at the end. Wasn't no hardware being handed out.
Hey, should we congratulate her or should we congratulate you for the season being over?
Hey, just give it up to both of us. Give it up to both of us.
Hey, give it up. Give it up. Last but not least, Stinger, Omaha, Nebraska.
Man, what it do, what it do. Man, I'm in recovery mode over here, man. Recovery mode. I tell you this.
I feel like it's going to be a long story, bro.
It's either about the gym or the backyard.
It's just an intro,
It's all the above. So I'm in recovery mode today. I made it to the gym yesterday, 4:45. I made it to the gym by 5. After work, I went out and hit some golf balls, so I felt good about that. And then After I got home, man, I came home and did some yard work, digging a few ditches in the back, you know, trying to get the landscaping right.
Man, did you call it sick, man? Chicken George.
Yeah. I woke up this morning, man. I couldn't get out of bed, man. I had a meeting at 8:00. I had to cancel the meeting. I told him we're going to move the meeting to tomorrow because I got I'm double booked. So,
Wait
a minute. You was off last week. You missing meetings this week. Hey, man. I'm going to need you to tighten up.
Hey, man. That's that old age. Yard, it's getting to
me. When you get over 40, bro, when you get over 40, yard work counts as a workout.
Hey. I overdid it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yep. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank y'all for listening, man. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to talk some more NBA free agency. It's finally winding down. We're going to talk about the home run derby. Vlad was out there dropping bombs. We're going to touch up the women did it. The women did it, man. They came through and won the gold, man. They came through and did it. And then we're going to close it out. We're going to talk a little tennis tonight, man. We're going to mix it up. We're going to make sure Hollywood bears that cross. He's going to carry the whole thing. Nobody on this call know nothing about tennis. So we're going to let it run up. But, yeah, man.
I got it.
I want to jump into this free agency, man. It was fun, like, you know, last week, kind of watching, seeing what was going to happen, seeing where everything is going. But now it's just like, hey, come on. When's this going to be over? Let's get it done. I think Westbrook's the main guy that's still out there. They're looking to move him. It's more of a trade. It's not free agency. But what are your thoughts?
Hey, man, it was all about Kawhi, you know. Kawhi made his move. He chose the Clippers over LA. So to me, it creates a lot of parity in the league. We talked about this earlier, man. I think there's probably 10 teams when you think about it that think they have a legitimate shot at winning a championship. And that's because of Kawhi. You know, if Kawhi would have went to the Lakers, man, Lakers would have been everybody's pick to win the championship. But I think it's wide open, man. So it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, Kawhi would have went to the Lakers, man. It would have been a wrap. Like yeah. Everybody been like, "Hey, we'll catch you in the postseason." Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. that would just been absurd. But I still think right now that I agree. It does create parity, even though I was leaning towards LeBron or Kawhi going to the Lakers because I just like dominance. Like Golden State, they had their dominant time, and sure. I wanted to see that. I like that. But I think Kawhi, man, that cat held the cards in his hand, man. And But I think there's a lot of winners that people aren't looking at, right? So Denver, man. Denver's a team that people are looking at. Utah is a team that people are looking at. The West is going to be crazy stacked. They're talking about – some people said the Spurs might not even make the playoffs next year, man. Like, they may get pushed down. So the teams are all stacked. Of course, it's top-heavy with the Lakers and the Clippers, and I think that's going to be a battle. You imagine those two teams playing in the playoffs in the same building for a whole series, man? That would be cool to watch.
Well, that's how it's going to end up. That's who it's going to be, I believe. I agree with y'all, man. You know, Kawhi, that was the last piece. Everybody was waiting to see what he was going to do. But I think that it brings a little – people are going to watch now. You know what I'm saying? Like Stinger said, there's 10 teams in the hunt now. You know what I'm saying?
And I can say honestly, as way less than an average basketball fan, like I'm probably gonna watch a little bit more basketball next year. Like, I get tired of the suit. Man, you know, the whole thing with LeBron, like, that was a huge turnoff for me, man. Like, LeBron going to Miami, like, that was just a huge turnoff for me, man. I'm like, we're out here building super teams, right? Like, you would never think that Magic and Bird, they never wanted to join up. They'd rather kill each other than join up, right? So I think it's a different NBA. And I don't mind, I guess if Kawhi and Paul George are gonna play together. And then you see a lot of the other duos across the league. I mean, like I said, I think Kawhi sort of, brought that parity, that balance back to the league, man.
That's different.
I feel like Kawhi took too long, though. You don't think he took too long?
But it was that. It was that Paul George move, man. Like, nobody heard.
He was waiting
nobody,
on that.
Yeah, nobody was talking about Paul George. So the reason why Kawhi waited so long is he wanted to make sure he was going to have another superstar to play with. He wanted to make sure the Clippers were committed to that. He wasn't going to L.A. just to go. You know, Kawhi wants to win. He's coming off winning a ring, so he's got to have somebody to play with.
So check it out. We actually traveled to Sandman's house, and we got there about, 11:30, 12 or something? Mm-hmm. And we hanging out. We sitting on the couch, and I see a thing. It says Kawhi plans to sign with the Clippers. It was like 12:15, 12:30. I'm like, damn. Yes. So I'm just getting over that, right? I'm just like, all right, that's cool. He didn't go to the Lakers. 3 minutes later, Paul George traded to the Clippers. I'm like, what is going on out here? Yeah. And the first thing I told Sandman was, I said, look, Lakers GM better be up. He better be up right now. He better be trying to sign somebody right now. Yo, you got to give Kawhi props. Like, people could talk about how LeBron did his when he went to Miami. You could look at Kawhi's either way. Like, he was slick, smooth, and undercover, man. Like, nobody had a clue. Brian Windhorst didn't even know, bruh. Like,
nobody knew.
Mark Stein.
Nobody.
When Woj don't know, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
And then, like, all these reports, man, these guys, like, I'm 99.9% sure. Like, that's how I know that half the stuff they're saying on TV is bullshit.
You know it's bullshit.
Like, they're just saying, like, they don't even know, right? And who was the one player, who was the one guy out of the big three, out of that league, and was like, yeah, Kawhi going to the Lakers, man. He going to the Lakers.
Ricky. I can't think of his name.
Somebody that don't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, it don't matter. But it's just like,
he already signed.
People don't know.
He already signed with the Lakers.
Yeah, he already signed.
Yeah, he already signed, bro. Yeah. Like Chris Bosard, Jalen Rose, He my boy Shannon Sharp, man. He didn't predict, but he was
yeah.
upset.
Yeah.
I was so waiting for Club Shay Shay to open up, but, yeah. but it ain't gonna
man.
Happen. But the whole thing that's gangster is Kawhi basically so wait a minute. Your boy Sharp said something that made me die laughing. Cause Skip Bayless said, "Hey, why is he going back to Toronto if he's not going to Toronto?" And Sharp said, "When you break up with your girl," he said, "you don't call him and tell him to send your stuff. You go get it." He said, "He's going to get his stuff out of Toronto." Hey, I fell out laughing,
He said it might have some bleach on it or something.
Kawhi Leonard, he held the league at gunpoint for
at
about
gunpoint,
2 weeks.
Like, hey. Just think about that. No one knew. Nobody knew. And he told the Clippers, like, if y'all get Paul George, I'll sign with y'all. If y'all don't, I'm going to the Lakers. That's basically what it was. But hey, the Clippers gave up. They gave up the house, boy.
They gave up the house.
Man. Five first-round draft picks, bro. That's more than the Lakers gave up for AD.
Yeah. But where does that leave Westbrook, though, man? They took his boy, man.
Man. Don't nobody want to play with that cat, I guess. Man.
Shoot.
Hey, it's enough solo,
basketballs.
Man.
You know he'll shoot you out of a game.
Oh, man.
He's trying to go to Miami, man. He's trying to get that trade to Miami, man.
They left him solo.
Yeah, Pat Riley will take
him. Pat Riley take him, man, and get Jimmy Butler's down there, right?
So, yep, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I know.
Jimmy Buckets.
I think Kawhi played it out perfect. He played it exactly how he wanted to play it. He knew he had the power to do it, and he did it. Got to give him props, man.
Yep. Yeah.
He just patient. He took his time.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah. And he's just a different kind of cat.
He
man.
Is different.
I'm
man.
Really starting. I'm really starting to like him, man. I think he's kind of old school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now somebody showed me a picture of him hooping in like high school. He looks exactly the same.
Looks the same, man.
He just plays old man ball. Yeah, he just plays insane. Old man ball. I like it, man.
The funny thing, man, is everybody said the Clippers are out. The Clippers wasn't saying nothing. Everybody said the Clippers are out. Like no one That's was. Real. Anybody who says they were thinking the Clippers, they are a lie. They are a full-fledged lie. Only people that knew that was the logo and Doc. Okay, Jerry West and Doc Rivers. They don't want to
do that. And the logo.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man. So, it, you know, NBA's kind of, you know, the free agency's wrapping up, man. Are y'all watching this NBA Summer League? I mean, I think Zion played like 11 minutes in one game and had 11 points or something like that. But is this a thing? Are people watching this?
I'm done watching it, to be honest. I mean, I was looking to see if Zion was going to play, if RJ Barrett was going to play. Yeah, they played a little bit, man. I'm like, I'm done, you know. You know, Zion had his little injury, and then I don't know if we was watching that game. I think it was last Friday, and you know, it was a bit. They sold out the arena. They sold out the arena. Tickets was like $1,500 to sit on the lower level to watch a summer league game, and then there was the night of that earthquake. So the scoreboard shaking. They had an earthquake, and then they canceled the game, and they said Zion wasn't playing. I'm like, man, I'm done. I've had enough of the summer league, so let me know. Yeah, let me know when the season starts.
What's the point of having the summer league if your stars, like your younger stars, aren't going to play? I mean, I guess it's good for them, right? They don't want to risk injury.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, I'm doing that.
Yeah, he sprained his knee or something, or some ankle sprain or something, and they're like, he's done.
Yeah, he bumped knees. It was like, he bumped knees. Yeah.
He's done. He's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
Shut him down.
Yeah,
shut
no, I, I'm not watching.
Shut him down.
I'm not watching that because half of them ain't even gonna play in the NBA.
No, NBA.
Half of them ain't making the squad.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like
real talk. That's real talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Hey.
Shout out Quincy Jones.
Shout out Quincy.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, one of these shows, you got to let it get all the way to the hook, though, dog.
Man, I know. It's so dope, man, but I just don't. I mean, I don't know. I don't want Joey to get mad. I don't know.
Hey. I don't want Joey to get mad.
Hey, welcome to Buffoonery Boulevard. We have three candidates this evening. First up, your boy. Hey, man, and kind of feel sorry for him, man, a little bit. Y'all don't feel sorry for him?
Hell no. I love him to death. I love him to death, but I don't feel sorry for him. Like my boy Kat said, I'm going to get seven laughs.
Your boy Floyd Mayweather got crossed up.
Yo.
Ankles broke.
It looked like he got shot.
Yeah, if y'all haven't seen the clip, man, you gotta check out the clip. Like, this cat, man, it was a charity game, right?
Yeah.
Like, he got crossed up, man. Like, but you think a dude who ain't never lost a fight, man, like, he got his footwork a little off.
Hey, he's lost more than a step. He's lost more than a step.
Yeah, man.
Hey, bro, I couldn't believe he didn't even get his foot up, man. Don't get me wrong, Floyd. I love you, man, but bro, you can't guard nobody, though.
He is not a hooper. Hey, the cat that did it was the bone collector, man. So he's one of those street hoopers, man. they gotta have Floyd Mayweather on the next N1 mixtape, man.
He looked bad. He got up like a champ, though. He laughed at himself. He got up like a champ.
Yeah, I don't care how he got up.
But yeah, that was a mess. He should not play anymore basketball.
Champ of the world,
games.
Man.
He's the champ of the world. Yeah, man.
Hey, they said your boy the bone collector. They said he blew up right after it happened. People was hitting him up, and they interviewed him, and they said they asked him what he thought. Man, he's like, "That's the richest ankle I've ever collected." That's the richest ankle I've ever collected.
He picked it up and took it home with him.
He took them ankles home, man. Oh, that was too funny.
Dude.
Oh, man.
That was crazy, man. That's crazy. It was good to see him, man, because it was good to see him take an L, because, like, I feel like he don't take a whole lot of L's. He ain't took none in the ring. I think he took a couple outside of the ring.
You ain't lying.
Yeah. So, next up, Shea Patterson. Michigan quarterback basically had a tweet. I'm not going to read the tweet word for word, but basically said Justin Fields wasn't that good a quarterback and he hadn't even taken a snap. And then he talked about, the head coach's play call and abilities and all this other stuff. And this was all in the tweet. And the guy turns around and says he was hacked, man. Come on, man. Look, I know it's some cats out there, man. Hey, and these college athletes, man, they do it now. They have burner accounts. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have
KD got one. I got to have one.
Hey, I know several college athletes who have burner accounts and have sent me a message saying, hey, will you retweet this? Or, hey, will you follow this? Or whatever, right? to try to make their burner account look legit, man. What's y'all take, man? Did the kid really say this stuff?
Nah, man.
Or did he really get hacked?
Man,
well, I don't know,
hell
man.
Hell yeah, he said it.
Nah.
You know man. He said it.
Ain't nobody,
listen to me. Ain't nobody hacked your shit all year. But today ain't got hacked. Ain't nobody fucking with that dude.
Yeah,
man.
That's my thing.
Ain't nobody hacked
that's
you all year.
Like, what hacker sitting around being like, oh, I'm gonna hack Shea Patterson's Twitter account?
I mean, it's Michigan, Ohio State. So it was an Ohio State fan, obviously. And you gotta think about it, man. The tweet was so egregious. It said Shea Patterson would have won the Heisman.
And they go with their words again. Egregious.
Shea Patterson would have won the Heisman if Harbaugh would have let him call his own plays, man. Like, come
Stop
on, man.
That shit,
come
man.
On, man. He's come not on, saying man. That.
He's not saying that. That's not that. That's absurd.
That's ridiculous.
That is absurd. He said he's gonna. He wasn't even in the Heisman conversation.
No,
he wasn't even
no.
close to the Heisman conversation.
And he's still not.
And to call his own plays. Come on,
like,
man.
Come on, man.
I don't think he did.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt on that one.
How many Twitter followers do you need? How many Twitter followers do you need before you're on like Hack Watch?
Because he only had like 900.
I just don't feel like he's that important enough to hack.
Thank you.
He is at Ohio State.
Man, that's a serious rivalry.
That's the biggest football rivalry in college football, right, man.
Yeah.
It's much more believable that he just tweeted this from the wrong account.
He did. He did.
Way more believable.
No, he did. Say you know he did.
I don't think he did it, man. But.
We're gonna move on, but I still think he fucked up and he tweeted it.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Viper. I'm with you.
Last but not least, your boy. 45. Nonprofit
DJT
bails on strip clubs. Nonprofit bails on strip clubs golf tournament at Trump Doral. I'm just gonna. Hey man, who's up first, man?
Go ahead, Tom. DJT, I mean,
the
baby.
Nonprofit. The nonprofit set to benefit from a tournament at President Donald Trump's Florida golf course this weekend is bailing on the event, claiming it didn't know the tournament organizer is a local strip club. Hey, man.
Yes, you did.
Hey, hold on a second. We've all been there.
Yes,
we've all been there. Hey, you're playing in a golf tournament. You know who the sponsor is.
Yeah. You know who the sponsor
you're,
is.
You know who the sponsor up. Is.
And he's shame on the flyer. Shame on you for not looking them up if you didn't know who they were.
He's on the flyer. Stop it.
You know who the sponsor is.
He's
that's ridiculous.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I wonder what your boy Trump said, man. Did he have anything to say about it? I wonder what he'd probably be cool with it,
yeah, he's cool with it, man. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less, man. No. This is
I mean, that's what it is, man. What it is. Old Trump, what? Man. Old Trump, boy.
45. You're
grabbing by the coochie, man. You know what I'm saying?
He's up to his
Trump,
old,
man.
Up to his old tricks, man. Up to his old tricks.
It's probably his strip club.
I mean, could you imagine that, man? Because a non-profit. That's like, okay, that's like St. Francis, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
can I get like, can I get them girls from the Triple Dub, please? The Wild Wild West.
I mean, kids night for kids night.
That's straight buffoonery, dog.
That is straight up buffoonery, dog.
But it's like, it's buffoonery. It's a lot of facets to this buffoonery, right? Because, like, you got the president of the United States. You know, he's hosting a benefit golf tournament that's sponsored by a strip club. You know, the nonprofit guy's like, well, I didn't know it was a strip club. And then now he's trying to, like, backpedal, you know what I'm saying? They need to get my man some ice because you ain't backpedaling out of that. You about to pull a hamstring, dog.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It's not a good
and
look,
you know,
man.
Look, if you're going to do an event, you're going to vet it out, right? You're going to vet out all your sponsors. Like, somebody just found out and just said, hey, you do, you know, and the word started getting out, hey, they one of the sponsors is a strip club. So he had to do what he had to do, which was he had to pull a hamstring and back out of it. But, like...
Hey, his quote was, you can't mix kids with sex. It just doesn't jive. That was that's his way. That's his way of backing out, man. Like, come on, man.
So why did he sign up for it then?
Hey,
I want to know who these reporters are.
And who's
like asking follow up questions?
There's got to be a contract somewhere, right?
Yeah, who man. Like, this isn't, you're not sliding under the radar. I mean, it's Trump Doral. Like, everybody's going to know what's going on here.
Everybody.
You're not just going to throw this little golf tournament with a strip club and nobody's going to find out about it. Man, this is 45 property.
It's not under the radar. You're marketing and promoting it. Yeah. So that people come out. Like, what are you talking about? Under the radar.
And I got to tell you, man, when I think of Florida and people getting in trouble in Florida, it usually involves a strip club. So I'm going to take a wild stab because there are quite a few there. Who are business owners of strip clubs. So if you have 10 people that are using as promoters for your event, my guess is 2 or 3 of them are strip clubs. So, man.
We might lose some Florida listeners, but I feel like half of the country's evil comes from Florida. Just in general.
That's a lot going on, man.
Like, anytime dumb shit happens or crazy shit happens, it usually happens in Florida.
Yeah, man. And I'm not a knock on strip clubs. If that's your business, that's your business. But if you're going to partner with somebody, the other dude can't be like, I didn't know it was a strip club.
Like, hey, ain't nothing wrong with going to the script club. Everybody goes to the script club.
Everybody goes to the script club.
Hey, they said everybody go to the script.
Hey, they said there wasn't. They didn't sign any agreement. There was no documentation involved. Nobody knows how much money was supposed to transfer.
Come on.
Like, I don't know what's going on here. Were they just going to take tips?
Hey.
You know, no. Let me tell you what happened.
Just lap dances? what's going on here, man? Like, what's...
I'm going to tell you what
all
happened.
Cash. It all cash.
Yeah, it's a cash deal,
straight
baby.
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie. It's a cash deal, dog.
Oh, man.
No text message, nothing.
That makes it sound even more buffoonery.
Yeah, no paperwork.
That's why I said it's buffoonery on all sides, bro.
Yeah, man, they met at the local Dunkin' Donuts to talk about it, man. They met at Dunkin' Donuts to discuss it.
And made that deal over a handshake.
Oh, that handshake. And some cash.
Cash, homie.
How many girls you want? Man. How many girls you want there? Come on, dude. I'm not buying it, bro. Because they would have been, them girls would have been walking around carrying beer, man. Come on, man. Everybody know that now.
Your answer is I didn't know. I didn't know.
But it's your event.
Like, you're responsible for a nonprofit, but you didn't know.
Yeah.
Stop.
Man.
Stop. It's ridiculous. Somebody needs to lose their job. Yeah. All right. So that's going to wrap up Buffoonery Boulevard, man. We're going to move on to this home run derby. I'm going to kick this off, and I'm going to just start it. Vlad should have won. The dude hit like 90-something home runs, and he didn't win. What's wrong with the format there? But did y'all watch this?
No.
Was this fun? Was this entertaining?
I watched it, but I didn't
I heard
really,
it was entertaining, though.
I don't think so. I was just talking to Viper about – remember we used to watch the home run derby? The old school one?
Yeah.
One away, two away. They got 10 cuts, dog. Get 10 cuts.
Yeah,
man.
Oh, that's right. It. Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
But I don't you think you need cuts. To do it that plain. But man, they had like distance. They got a time limit. And then if you hit two home runs past 430 feet, you get an extra 2 minutes and all this stuff, man, that you're trying to calculate while they're hitting.
It wasn't
very enjoyable to me.
Nah, there's too much. Yeah. There's too much going on.
They're trying
on,
to
man.
Make it relevant, man.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is, man, and
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I mean I think it was entertaining. I mean, I got down to I watched when Vlad and what's his name? What's the cat? Pete Alonso, when they got down to the finals.
Yeah.
And, it's head to head. So you wanna see who wins, but I'm not a purist. I'm not a true baseball fan, but you know it was all right. I mean, I can't see it.
Yeah.
It's not something I was was dying to see though.
I got to be honest, man. When I saw the names, I didn't know that was Vlad's son. I thought about Vladimir Guerrero being in it, and the only Pete that I know that's ever played baseball is Pete Incaviglia. I don't know Pete Alonso. So I'm like,
what about Pete Rose?
Pete Rose, man.
Yeah,
but he's not in the Hall of Fame. He's not in the Hall of Fame. So, no.
But he should be.
Yeah, he should be. But no, I was like, Pete Alonso. I don't know, man. I've heard it was entertaining and people liked it and they enjoyed it because of all the home runs and this and that. I listened to a guy on the radio this morning. And he talked about how now it's not uncommon. These kids are used to hitting the ball like that in BP because in order to get looked at 12, 13, 14 years old, they all they try to do is hit home runs. So it's not hard for them anymore. It's getting easier for them to hit home runs because that's what they start doing at an early age for BP to show off with the scouts. And so
they baseball has changed since we played.
Yeah, and they look at the numbers.
It's all about bat trajectory now.
Yeah. Home runs and strikeouts, yes, man. That's exactly what the guy said.
It's all. Yep, all analytics. He says it's better to hit home runs and to strike out than it is to hit a base hit.
Yes.
Right. And they said your boy got the bag though. So they said Pete Alonso, his salary for 2019 was $550K. So him winning the home run derby. He took home a million, man. So
yeah,
double his salary.
Wow.
Double salary for winning, man.
Double his salary.
Man, so
wow.
big ups to him.
That's why we call it the hustle.
So this dude hit 90. How did he hit 91 home runs, though? Like, they have, like, three rounds?
Too many rounds. There was too much going on.
Too many rounds. You get a time limit.
What do you have? Two rounds where he hit 29 home runs or something like that.
Man, there were timeouts. They're taking timeouts during the rounds.
You get
a timeout.
You get to wipe your face off, get a drink of Gatorade.
Okay. Yeah, that ain't old school, man. That definitely ain't old school. Nah. But they're doing whatever they can do, man. Like, you got to think about it. Everybody's got to keep up with NBA and NFL, man. You got to – baseball, the sport of baseball is just – I don't think it carries the same fan base that it's always carried. You have those fans who are diehards that'll always follow baseball.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
most kids, man, they ain't leaning towards baseball. They're leaning towards basketball. And football's even losing some, but – I think baseball is just a struggling sport, man, overall.
Hey, man, they lost me. They lost me when they wouldn't induct my boy into the Hall of Fame, man.
Pete?
Barry Bonds.
Barry?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. That makes me very angry.
Me
too.
I mean, the guy was a Hall of Famer before all the other stuff, so I don't know. That's my whole take on it, but that's kind of why I'm not into basketball, you know. And another thing, too, like, you know, there's a lot of players, you know – there's a lot of players from a lot of different countries. I mean, I don't see any like black players the way that I used to when I was younger. And I think for me to watch a sport or follow it, you know, that's not a requirement, but it's certainly something that kind of draws me to it. Like, oh, okay, you know. But yeah, man, it's just a different game. It's a different game.
I'd agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So,
get Barry in there.
I don't think they'll ever do it, man.
I know he's running out of time.
It's all right.
Yep.
It's okay. He got the most home runs, period.
Yeah, he does.
Ever.
So,
Barry.
So we're going to talk about this Wimbledon, right? So,
yeah, let's talk about it.
Coco Gauff, is that her name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Coco Gauff, man. This chick, 15 years old, just came out of nowhere. So just to give you guys a format of Wimbledon, when you are not seeded, like, you know, Serena, she walks in, she's got a seed, right? You kind of have to play matches before that. So you have to play, it's almost like soccer. You have to play pool play, right? And then you make it to the final 16. At Wimbledon, if you're not a seeded player, you have to play qualifier matches. So what people don't know is she played 3 matches before she played Venus. Venus was her first round. She played 3 qualifying matches to make it. The cool thing about Coco, man, like, they talked about, you know, they obviously you're comparing her to Serena and Venus and that sort of thing, but her parents, when she was in the second grade, quit their jobs. The dad coached her and the mom homeschooled her. Now, I've read different articles where they may have quit at different times, but the mom started homeschooling and the dad started coaching her. And so... yeah, man, they were committed, dude. Like, dad put out a plan, had a plan together, and they followed the plan. Now I think she goes to, I can't pronounce his last name. It's like Moraglia. That's Serena's coach. He has an academy I think she's actually going to now. Mm-hmm. But at 15 years old, no one's done that since Jennifer Capriati, if you guys remember Jennifer Capriati. So, just a crazy, crazy feat, man. And here's what people don't understand about tennis. Every round that you make it, you make money. Mm-hmm. Right, so if you win the first round, I'll give roundabout numbers. It's $40,000. You make it to the second round, it's $80,000. You make it to the fourth round, third or fourth round. So the first, like I think I looked at it the other day, Serena's at $400,000 because she's in the final four, right? So it's like if you keep winning, you keep making more and more money in the tournaments. You don't necessarily have to win the tournament to be good. If you're in the top 100 in tennis, you're making a good living. So Coco's cool, man. It's fun to watch her. She's so cool, calm, collective, and she handled all the media stuff good, man. She handled every request. And then how about she got signed by? I think she got signed by
New Balance.
She with the board man. She with the board man.
Yeah,
she got
man.
New Balance, dog.
Yeah.
We'll be waiting on that commercial. We're gonna be waiting on that commercial.
Yeah, man. So she signed with New Balance. Nah, just a really cool story for sports, for the next generation of tennis players coming up, man.
So. That's what's up.
That's cool,
that's
man.
That's what's up. Hey, and Serena, looks like Serena's in the semifinal tomorrow on center court.
Yeah, man. I hate to say it. I mean, I love Serena, but, man, Mother Nature, man, she don't lose, man. Mother Time, Father Time.
You think
time,
she gets beat?
Her last match was really tough. She won in three sets. For her and Venus to go more than two sets, man, it's harder on their bodies. Yeah. Like, you guys got to remember, they're 37, 39 years old. Yeah. There are no... That's yeah. old in tennis, right? Like, that's old in most sports.
Like, 30s, hey, like in tennis, 30s old, right?
Yeah, because, you know, back in the day, you were 16, 17, 18, and then when you get 20, 21, that's your prime.
I know. Now, how long did Navratilova play for?
Man. I can tell you. I have to look and see. But, I mean, she played a little bit longer than most people. But most people, man, by the time you get to your 30s, it's like, I got to shut it down. And they still going strong. A lot of that has to do with science and exercise. And she doesn't play in all the tournaments. She only plays in 6-7 tournaments a year, man.
She
manages herself really well. Venus is, what, 39? She'll be 40? Like, she just likes playing. So it's pretty crazy, man. I think Serena can win it. I do want her to win it because she's actually one away from tying Margaret Court, who holds the all-time record for championships. So, and then she got a $10,000 fine. Did y'all see that?
Yeah. So tearing that court up.
So she got a, yeah, man. So Wimbledon is so sacred. Of course, you know you have to wear white. Wimbledon is so sacred that she, you know, she got upset during one of her practice sessions, and she likes to call it Shenanay comes out, and swung her racket and hit the ground, made a big old divot in the ground and tore up the ground, man. And they fined her $10,000.
She got it.
She got it. Not a problem.
She's good. She got it. She's good.
She'll be on center court, man. It'll be fun to watch. I'll be watching. I'll be at work, but I'll be watching.
Yeah, man. Hey, what is her name? Martina Navratilova?
Yes.
Yeah.
She played from 1975 to 2006.
Yes. Yeah. Retired. Because they play doubles, right? They'll continue to play doubles.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's a little easier to play doubles, but still, that's a long time, bro.
That's a long time.
Yeah, man.
All right. Yeah. Last but not least, I want to close the show out with the United States women's national team. Man, they did their thing.
Yeah. I'm upset, bro, because I read the article, dog. I'm a little upset, man.
What you upset about, Sam, man? What's up?
What you mad about?
You need a hug? What happened?
Hey, the bags.
Yeah, you got to pay.
Oh,
man.
The bags, man.
Man. Well, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about my girl from here in Salina. You know what I'm saying? She going to get some bread, but when I compare it to what the men get, that's peanuts, man. That's
they
nothing.
They got to pay these girls, man.
They got to
pay. We've been talking about
this
for three shows.
The payout they said was what, $110,000 a piece. You know what I mean? Yes. They only gonna pay the team. They only gonna pay the team $4 million.
Yeah. Well, but to give you some scope too, man. Like, there's some MLS players like that. That's just part of soccer not being big in the United States.
Yeah.
Because if you look at like MLS, man, and you look up some of those salaries. There's guys that are making 70, 80 grand a year. That's real talk.
Yeah.
So, in all fairness, I believe that the women should be paid equally with the men and probably even more, right? I think you should be paid by how much revenue you bring in, right? How many ticket sales, right? How much merchandise, right? You should get something for every jersey sale, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
The better players get a little bit more money, and I think that's fair. But yeah, just overall, man, soccer as a whole is not big in the United States still. It's growing. They're growing the game, and I think the women winning the World Cup is a huge piece to that, right? They won it in 15 and then they won it again back to back. So I think that's a big part of it, but you know, they're still going to have to, you know, there's a lot of work to be done with growing the game here.
But whether it's big or not, I mean, that has nothing to do with being able to pay these women. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. I mean, they've got a winning team, a winning organization. They've won the last two World Cups. I mean, come on, man. They got it rolling, man. You got to take care of them.
You got to invest in that, man. That's an investment.
This shouldn't even be an argument. I mean, I don't even know what the discussion is, to be honest. I mean, to me, it's just silly. Like, you got to reward these women for what they're doing. And if you want to keep that going, to Hollywood's point, you got to invest. You got to invest in what you're building.
Yep. So perfect example is
look at baseball, right? Unless you're Bryce Harper or, you know, look at Pete Alonso. Dude's making, I mean, $500,000 is a lot of money, right? I get it. But in comparison to his peers, like, $500,000 is nothing, man. I just double my salary by winning a home run derby. If I'm a kid, man, and I'm looking at these sports, I'm like, dude, they ain't paying in soccer.
Right.
Why would I play soccer? I'm going to go play basketball.
Right. Yeah.
They pay in basketball. I just saw Chris Middleton sign for 4 years, $190 million, and he's average. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
So I'm like, he's better than average. But
come on, man.
But I'm just saying, like, I got a shot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Chandler Parsons. I'll use that cat, man. He signed like a 4-year, $90-something million deal.
He's stealing. He's stealing money.
So my point is, if you want people to invest, man. Invest. You know, the decisions that we're making now make an impact on the kids coming up, man. That's why African Americans aren't playing baseball. I'll go get playing basketball. It's much harder. But I'm going to go play basketball. People ain't getting paid. So
yeah.
I think they just got to pay them, man. They can talk about the revenue and all that. And I get that. But when I see numbers that say what the women got, the 4 million women got was 10.5% of what the men's World Cup champions got, that's absurd.
You got to figure that's it absurd. Out. You got to figure it
the
out.
The percentages should be the same.
Yeah. What's right? What's right is right. You can look at all the numbers you want to. I mean, you could look at that, and the eyeball test would tell you that ain't right. You know what I mean? So yeah they right. got to figure that out.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
All right, yeah. Boys. That's gonna wrap it up. Closing shots. Who's gonna go first?
Well, I mean, I'll start off first. Mine's kind of a downer, but, you know, I'll go ahead and kick it off.
You said mine's a downer.
Hey, I was reading your boy Lamar Odom, man. I was excited to see him in the Big Three.
Jesus.
Yeah, I was excited to see him in the Big Three, man. And, you know, I just read today that, you know, they've kicked him out of the league, basically. I think he played one game. They asked him how he did. He said he just felt lost out there on the court, like wasn't prepared to play. So, you know, they want the Big Three to be legitimate. They want it to be competitive. And Lamar, he wasn't up to snuff, man.
Probably because he spent 3 nights in the strip club.
In the strip club. I wanted to see his.
He was in Florida.
Brothels.
He was
out there.
Hey,
he was in the golf tournament. Man.
Ain't nothing wrong with going to the strip club.
No, he was in the brothel, man. You know, he spent nights in there.
Man, so I wanted to see his comeback, but it looks like that comeback road ended quickly. Ended very quickly. So that's my shout out.
Sandman, what you got,
man?
For
not much, man. Just I gotta give a shout out to the coach. Her name is Kat. She's from California, but she is the one that I told y'all about a couple weeks ago that was talking me through all the soccer, man. At for K-Dub. She just got a she just went to K-State, man, to coach soccer, man.
Yes,
she's going to be the second assistant up there. She's going to make more bread. I mean, that's D1 right there. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. Yeah,
so,
cool,
yeah, man. I'm giving her a shout out, man.
Cool.
That's
what's up. That's what's up.
That's cool.
Hollywood, what you got?
So I was reading this article the other day because, I try to stay on top of this NBA stuff. I know we're going to have to fade out at some point, but I did read a recent article that it said that Amari Stoudemire and Monte Ellis are trying to get back into the NBA, and they're working out for teams. Amari was just in the Big Three, man.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to get back in the league, man? Like, hey, the NBA. Hey, in the words of Sandman, okay. The NBA is no longer your craft. The Big Three is your craft. Work on your craft. Amari, man, just stay in the Big Three, man. Come on, dog. Come on, man.
Hey, man.
Monte Ellis, you got no... Come on, man. Y'all was solid back in the day, man. Just beat them up in the Big Three, man. Stop trying out for these NBA teams. There's some young cats trying to play, man. They're trying to come out here like Satchel Paige, man. Come on, man.
Got that old man game, man.
Hey, man.
That veteran leadership, man.
Hey, like my girl Frozen bitch. Said, hey, Frozen said, let it go, man. Let it go.
Yeah, let it go. Let it go. All right, man. My closing shot, man, it's just going to be real simple, man. I miss college football. Like
man, you sound like it's over, bro.
You sound like it's over. It ain't even started, man. I'm a little choked up, man. I told the guys earlier this week, I'm like, shit, man. I'm tired of talking about NBA free agency. Like, I'm done. Respect to the women for winning the World Cup, but my heart is in college football, man. I'm ready for it to come back. Hey, I'm ready for it to come back, dog. I need that. How many days are we away from fall camp?
You ain't got the countdown?
Man, what are we like, 45? 45 days?
They be like 50 or 60, 50 something to the game.
No, camp. No way. Camp,
yeah,
camp is open August, week one of August, yeah, right?
That's around the corner.
Okay.
That 40. Okay, so I got... 49 so I got is like my, opening day or something like that.
I got
44 days.
I got my birthday on Sunday, and then I only got two more weeks, and it's I'll take fall camp right now. They don't even got to be playing games. I'll just take fall camp. I just need the news right now. I am sick of basketball. So
that's 44 days, that's, 15 hours, 31 minutes and 40 seconds
till the first kickoff.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
That's going to bring this episode of Roll Call to a close. Joey, cue the music. We want to thank Joey and Sans Serif Productions for all the work he does behind the scenes. We appreciate you, man. Email us your questions and topic suggestions at theunitpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look for another episode next week from us. Until then, thank you for listening and God bless.
Peace.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with going to the script club. Everybody go to the script club.
Go to the script club.
Hey, everybody go to the script.